one teaspoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, I'm Nicole Weaver from the Black Bite Reality Podcast, and I am here with Shane of Destination X. How are you, Shane?
What up? I am great. Trying to dust off a little bit off from last night, but you know, it is what it is. Things happen.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it. I want to start mostly from like the beginning of your journey on the show. What really bonded you to Allie to then start a showmance?
So I was speaking with, it was either Biggie, Jonah, Matt, might even been Mac there, but we were talking about CIA documents and like telepathy and remote viewing and things like this. Mm-hmm. And she was like, are you guys talking about those CIA files that they dropped, that they yada, 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 this and that? And I was like, huh? Like, no way. I never had a girl jump in on a conversation like that. And then we just kind of got to know each other, and a lot of her ethics in life, a lot of her, I don't want to say allowances, but like for herself, the freedom she allots herself, you know, when it comes to just like being a flower child and messy here, and it's okay. Like, she's not going to judge. She's, you know, and in her communication, you know, we had been through a couple situations, you know, with the whole Peter situation, you know, the way that she talked me through that, because it was a little bit of jealousy on my part, because I kind of thought that they were sharing clues and doing things at a certain point. And she came to me calm, cool, calm, collected. We talked, we got over it. And, you know, the way that she, you know, communicated with me in that and one other situation that happened in the castle, just kind of was like, oh yeah, this is perfect.
Nice. Good communication. Very important. What was the clue or like situation that you noticed and then that sparked that situation?
What do you mean?
You said that you thought that Allie and Peter were sharing a clue.
So there was a time on the bus where I was passing. Some things were said. I wasn't 100% sure, you know, of what I heard. I thought I might have heard something about, you know, where the countries, clues, things like that, and had known Peter up until that point. Very inquisitive. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man's not going to stop asking you the questions if you want to know that answer. So, you know, it was that. I try not to pay it any mind. And then, you know, things happened the way that they did. I don't know if you want to know much more about that, but...
Yeah. I'm definitely into it. Was this before or after Peter told Allie to lie to you?
This was before. So things had kind of been brewing, and I'm kind of feeling some type of way, and I'm peeping certain things. And, you know, such a small fact, I'm an overthinker though. Allie saying that this was the one bachelor that she knew was like, to me, was like, why he the only one you know? Why, what's the, you know what I'm saying? So
to be
like,
fair, his season was good. It was messy, but good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and watch it. Shout out to Pete though, man, for finding love. Yo, I'm so happy for him. We was able to have some conversations, and I'm glad that he found somebody.
Nice, nice. You also got a strong bond with Biggie, which, fellow Chattanoogan, that's where I live. Was it ever tough juggling Allie and Biggie as your close allies? No.
No, because there was an agreement from jump that me and Allie would not allow our showmance to affect the alliances that we had. You know, and that was a whole nother situation that just made me like, wow, she level-headed. Like, I rock with her, you know. But there was multiple situations where it was like, I can't tell you this. Don't worry about telling me that. Just keep that. If it's, we'll keep it on a need to know. And if it gets to Mac room time and you're lost or I'm lost and we can save each other, we'll do that. But just to keep everything copacetic, just because of all the attention around the showmance and people's opinions on what it was going to then turn the game into, and you know, which never happened. You feel me? Like, it was never a point where I chose Ali over Biggie. Maybe that's why we're not together now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just But yeah, everybody played it level-headedly, I feel, and understood what it was.
Okay, so what was something new you learned then by watching the episodes about her game, or what was something she learned about your game from watching the episode since you guys did have some secrets?
The only thing that I learned was that she lied to Jonah, and I felt so bad, so
Yeah.
bad, because I went into it just like, bro, I can give you a country, that's it. I'm not gonna lead you, steer you in a different way. You got to kind of come up with a little bit yourself, Allie, I guess, knowing it, knew she had to throw somebody off. And that's just how it goes. I didn't look at her any type of way. I look at her as a strong individual for being able to do that. Because she was going in the map room, I wasn't.
That's
And
fair.
Grizz, yeah. So it's like, do I don't look at you crazy because you've never shown me anything else, outside of what you've been saying.
Right.
But I don't think there was any, like, I was pretty transparent with everybody to a point. And how I said I was going to play the game is how I played the game.
All right. Now, Rick lied about his clue in your last episode to Big E, which that tracks with what also Allie did earlier in the game. We also saw that you were talking to Peter while Rick and Big E were talking about clues. First of all, what was your conversation with Peter like at that point? Were you guys even trying to get clues from each other? Was it just a
No,
standoff?
we had already mended.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had already had a heart to heart in Venice, and we actually had a yeah, we had a heart to heart in Venice. And at that point, it was kind of like Peter was very open. Like at that point, Peter was like, "Listen, don't nobody know. Let's just put it out there." You know what I'm saying? So we did, and in that moment, I thought about lying to Peter, and I was like, "Man, what they're gonna do for me but mess up my rep?" You know what I'm saying? Just here it is. Don't nobody know what's going on. Take this,
Yeah.
take this. Rick was the only one to lie in that situation,
Yep.
which, by all means, that's part of the game. That part is part of the game. I can't
Yes.
fault him for that. But yeah, me and Peter just was sitting there chatting, curious. He didn't, he told me he knew Rick's, but couldn't divulge it to me. But copy, bro. I understand that. It sucks. Maybe he'll tell us, but if not, it is what it is,
Yeah. Now, you said in your interview with TV Insider that you wanted anybody but Rick to win. And that's big considering Rick is also a fellow original cast member. So why did you feel that way about Rick?
I get the gameplay on this part a little bit where he agreed with all of us. We were going to try to go ahead and get Peter and Janae out
Okay.
first, and then we'll back to regular schedule programming. Okay. He decided not to do that. Okay. I started seeing him move funny. All right. Well, after the show, come to find out, all these stories were being told about this and that, and how his family's struggling, and how, he's having all these issues, and this and that aren't true. From what we're able to read, like, I mean, down to years that you moved places. Like, you want to lie about your Instagram? By all means, that wouldn't have been a great thing to tell us, because then none of the lies would have worked, bro. You're a professional bird watcher. What do you mean? What do you mean you're struggling, bro? Then go get a real job. You're obviously not struggling like that. You know what I'm saying? So what he was blaming it on, the situations, brought up a prominent situation from 2001, the most prominent, I don't even want to say it, but how he was almost caught up in that. And then come to find out, bro, you didn't move to Canada until 2015. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, you're literally pulling at the heartstrings, lying about stuff that real people are dealing with and have dealt with. And that's how you got everybody to be like, oh, but Rick, I wouldn't hear for none of that. Wouldn't hear from
Gosh.
none of that. Oh, trust me, the amount of research Mac did that she sent us all after the show was over was just like, how do you even come? I mean, my man's the on the board of a theater. So he's sitting there just, I mean, acting it up. So.
Oh, well, you did notice that Rick was becoming close to Peter and Janae, and at Final Four, oh, I think you Ori. So at that time in this last episode, would you have preferred to move forward with Peter instead of Rick?
Oh
Okay.
yeah. So like I that would have been my goal is to like hindsight, we could have got Rick out, you know, in the Garden of or the Garden of Lost Souls. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying? If we would have played our cards right and kind of, you know, obviously that's why you don't get heads up on what games are gonna what the games are gonna be. But you know, from now on, anytime that there is three people going into a challenge on any show, in my head is how do we make this to where we end up being able to gang up on one person? Like, if we truly want to get one person out, like, don't think about losing a person, think about getting a person out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you know, we would have went in, me and Allie went in with Rick, we could have messed around because if we could have messed around and done the same things, I knew all but like two or three of them, which could have got a little dicey. But there was enough there that I knew to be able to decipher clues. I mean, they weren't terribly hard, and even the Emerald Isle I'd heard of before, you know. So yeah, it's just one of those hindsight situations that yeah, I definitely would have went in though with Peter instead.
All right. Well, my last question for you is that you did have a showmance with Allie Sally that ended, and they recently announced that Allie and Mac are dating. My question to you is, how surprised were you when they told you personally?
Oh, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Like, I knew that Allie was dating somebody else around like February, March. Okay. That's cool. My one question was, how close or does he live in Austin? And you know, because that was our fallout, was just the distance. So
Yes.
didn't get an answer back to that. I see why I said him instead of her, maybe. Or she, he instead of she. But you know, I am happy for them. You know, everything happens for a reason. I would never put my self happiness over anybody else's, you know, forcing them to be in a situation. You know, I'm glad that we can still remain friends. I'm glad the way that it happened was copacetic. And you know, I'm happy that they feel okay with, you know, still being around me, being friends, you know, Mac, you know, knowing that we were in a, you know, we want to call it a relationship for the short time. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy for them. You know, they're going to end up coming and seeing me for their under the covers or under the sheets chat. And you know, yeah,
Yeah.
it's love them both.
Nice. Good to hear. I really enjoy talking to you, Shane. I hope you have a good one. I'm excited to see what you do next.
Thank you. Likewise, Nicole.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.